Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer is in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations, from warehouses to omnichannel, to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' Fulfillment Execution System is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at Modex 2022. I am joined in the booth by A.K. Schultz. He is the CEO at SVT Robotics, and we're going to talk a little bit about SVT, what it is they do, get some updates on what they've been up to, and kind of the reception that they've seen here at Modex and the interest. So, A.K., welcome to the show. Welcome to the booth. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Definitely. Happy to have you here in person. Good to meet in person. So how has it been at Modex this week? We're on the last day here, so.
It's been amazing. Interesting thing is my voice is all gravelly because this is the most I've had to talk to people.
Yeah.
Like, at an elevated voice for like 2 years.
So, oh, yeah.
So I was not prepared for that. But outside of the voice, it's been fantastic. It's been an amazing show. We were hoping for a great turnout.
Yeah.
And we got far more than we expected.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. I think there's just pent-up demand for people to put their hands on things and actually commune as an industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I've been hearing from a lot of people. And we've certainly seen it as well. You know, the attendance has just been remarkable. I mean, it's been great. And so, yeah, it's an interesting point about the voice. You've been used to your inside voice, right?
Exactly.
And find that trade show voice. So tell us a little bit about SVT Robotics if people are not familiar.
Well, I think we should first talk about the problem set that has been in the industry.
Sure.
So, you know, there's been this like mud the industry has been in when it comes to adopting technology.
Yeah.
So much that only the largest companies had the horsepower to push through the mud to actually adopt automation and robotics. And it's because, frankly, it's a massive integration problem that is plaguing the industry that not only affects the integrators and the automation companies, but the IT departments for the end customers. And what is causing this? Well, it's the way we do things, and we do it by assembling different technologies, and we write in the olden days, like last year, you know, it was point-to-point integrations, discrete communication with, you know, custom code, tying them together. And you know, that's not bad if you only have two pieces of technology you're integrating, but you mm-hmm. rarely are integrating just two. So as soon as you get to 3, 4, 5, 7, mm-hmm. you create this super tangled web, and I call this the Jenga Tower of Code.
Yeah, okay.
And it's super brittle. Everyone is just trying to get it stable. And when you're done, everyone's like backing away from the coffee table, hoping that no one shakes it.
Yeah, no one breathes. Yeah.
Exactly. And so, and this getting it to quote unquote work is one thing, but then what happens when you got to upgrade it? Mm. What happens when you got to pull a brick?
Yeah.
Or put a new brick in? It's yeah. just like insanely difficult. And so, and if you think about the time that it takes to do this, mm-hmm. it takes like 1 to 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, 18 months is kind of table stakes, right? Mm-hmm. And so, most companies, they don't really know what their business is going to be like 2 years out.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times they've built something that is obsolete by the time it's live.
Yeah.
But now they've got this super brittle, super interconnected system that can't be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so this system that they've built to save them mm-hmm. is now a prison. Mm-hmm. They've effectively frozen their company in time.
Yeah.
Because they can no longer change their processes mm-hmm. because the technology and the processes are intertwined. You can't change the technology. You can't change the processes.
Mm.
So this can actually make the matter worse. Right?
Right.
So what we set out to do is say, number one, what if we could enable companies to automate between the peaks and change okay. their business between the peaks and adopt more of a agile
yeah.
methodology to running their business rather than more of this waterfall long-term planning approach and iterate from year to year, because we all know that, I mean, think about all the things that have happened in the past 2 years that have pivoted the entire market.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
The companies that are crushing are the ones who are adapting and are flexible, and the ones that can't are the ones that are always on the back foot and
right.
they're fighting. So, and if you think about this, right, so let's say you're a retailer, you had a horrible peak season, you couldn't get enough people.
Yeah.
You were missing shipments, you were expediting freight to get shipments out on time, you couldn't hire people, and you think to yourself, man, I want to adopt automation.
Right.
So here you come to the MODEX show,
yeah,
and you say, I want that, I want that, I want that, and here we are.
Kid in a candy store, right?
Exactly. So it's April, and all you got to do now is go from April and have it installed by September.
Yeah.
So it's ready for the peak season.
Yeah.
Easy, right? 5 months. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, maybe.
So 5 months. Like, so you ask some of these vendors and you say, hey, can you be ready by peak? And they say, yeah, of course.
Sure.
Just not this peak.
Yeah.
How about next year?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But that doesn't really help you.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to suffer another year, but then you get it installed, and hopefully what you were buying this year was applicable for next year.
Mm.
And this is a problem that all these companies are experiencing.
Mm.
And so taking this agile approach is how tech companies think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the companies that will dominate in the future will be not retailers who happen to have software and robots. Mm-hmm. They will be tech companies that happen to sell things.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
If you think about Tesla, they're a tech company that happens to make cars.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Amazon is a tech company that happens to deliver e-commerce.
Everything. Yeah.
Right. Everything. You know, now everything. Right? So, but yeah. So, and this is the mindset. But the problem is that how do you do that when a company has no employee base and talent base and engineering base to do so?
Mm.
So we set out to build this platform that would democratize all this.
Okay.
Right, and so we built this platform we call the SoftBot platform, and it's designed to do what PLCs did back when for electrical engineers. So are you familiar with PLCs?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, so a PLC is it's like a controller that makes a machine do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It interprets sensors, and it replaced relay boards.
Mm-hmm.
And so the language in PLCs was called ladder logic.
Okay.
And ladder logic was literally a visual language that looked like electrical drawings.
Yeah.
And so ladder logic enabled every electrical engineer in the 80s to code.
Mm.
And it changed the entire automation market.
Mm.
Well, we still have this problem with a higher level function inside business logic.
Yeah.
And so we decided, what if we could build the same thing, a visual language for industrial engineers and operations people, mm-hmm. what is their syntax? Mm-hmm. They don't know Java. They don't know C Sharp. But they know process flow.
Yeah.
And so if the visual language is process flow, and you hook things together, and when every time you drop a process block on, it creates code behind the block.
Right.
And so that's what we did. So if you come, you know, and you look at our technology, essentially any operations or a savvy operator who has a, you know, understands things like if then, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can do this.
Okay.
Industrial engineer can do this. Mm-hmm. And that's what we went out and built.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. I mean, I think it's something that's very needed in the market. Obviously, as you said, the problem statement there. I mean, then the fact that, you know, you're looking at bringing these robots and different automation things into your landscape and your warehouse distribution center, you know, you may end up with a bunch of different solutions, right? And, you know, maybe you're a smaller business and you don't necessarily have like a programmer on staff, or, mm-hmm. you know, you maybe don't have the money to go out and get a programmer, and you're not really sure where to start there. So I think, you know, what you've done with the SoftBot platform and really enabling just that simple drag and drop, I mean, it's pretty incredible. So I'm curious, you know, from here, from Modex, you know, obviously we talked about there's a lot of attendees. So mm-hmm. so what have people been saying, or what has been their reaction as they're coming to your booth and understanding your technology?
I mean, it's been amazing.
Yeah.
It's more than we ever hoped. I mean, we hoped that the response would be this, and it, I mean, it's been actually a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
The booth has been packed and people just digging in, and it's amazing, right? Mm-hmm. So like, and by the way, like, it's not just end customers coming to the booth.
Mm-hmm.
There are robot companies coming to the booth.
Yeah.
There are integrators coming to the booth, and ultimately we're building this product for what we call the integrator persona.
Mm-hmm.
And that integrator persona could be working for an integrator, but it could also be working for a robot company, or it could be working for the end customer.
Mm-hmm.
The integrator persona is the person who actually makes the technology go live.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, this is a tool set for the people who make robots go.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've done is made it more accessible to people other than coders.
Mm-hmm.
And so think about this. There are, I ran the numbers, you know, based on my experience. I've got a ton of experience in the industry. I've been doing this for a while. I tallied it up, and I don't know. I've been involved in one way, shape, or form in like $750 million worth of automation products in my career. Right. So I've got the scar tissue. Don't know what this all looks like, but you know, and so when I tallied it all up in the market, my estimate is there's about 15,000 integration professionals in this industry. And it's a lot, but it's actually not a lot, right? So there's there's software engineers, but there's also like project managers, business analysts, consultants, IEs, right? And all these personnel are what make up the system designs.
Mm.
Problem is, if you look at robot demand, everyone pretty much agrees that demand will double in the next few years.
Yeah.
So if we just do it the old way, we will need to take these 15,000 people and create another 15,000, have 30,000 people in our industry doing this.
Yeah.
It will not happen because it takes forever to create people who know how to do this.
Yes.
So if you do not encapsulate that knowledge in a product that allows somebody who's smart but inexperienced to execute, then we will never meet demand. In fact, my belief is that the growth rates we're seeing are not actually the demand rates. They are the constraint rate that the industry is able to meet.
Okay.
So if we can unlock the power and enable the 15,000 people to do the work of 30,000 or 40,000 people because they have a tool set that provides them a tailwind through this process rather than a headwind, this industry will explode.
Right.
And it will literally be the rising tide. It will really be, literally be the non-zero-sum game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's super exciting to see the potential of what could be.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, being able to make the platform like you did and so easy, and like you said, you know, if you know visual process flow, I mean, you can do it. I mean, it's, and like, I know nothing about coding, and I, you know, I've seen the SoftBot platform, and I think it's incredible. I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out, you know, So, yeah. You know, and I've only worked as a operations manager, warehouse manager, and you know, to be able to figure something out like that on that level, I mean, I think it's a huge thing, and I think it makes all of this technology and automation and robotics more digestible, mm-hmm. I think, to the operations side of things, and more understanding of, you know, how can things actually flow, and what flexibility do I have, and yeah. You know, like you said, if I need to take something out, I can just easily take something out, and you put something in, easily put it in,
yeah.
Without getting, you know, a huge IT project underway, right?
Yeah.
So which is a definitely a big thing. And so now you mentioned that you've been in the industry for quite some time, and you've been involved in a lot of different things. So looking at MODEX this year and all the robots that are here and automation, I mean, where do you think really the industry is heading in that next step?
Well, I don't know how many robot companies are here, but I heard a number that was over 200 or something like that.
That's crazy, yeah.
And I think back 10 years ago, maybe there was 30?
Yeah.
Maybe? Mm. I mean, like, think about, like, the whole concept that the robots are coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the robots are here.
They have arrived. Yeah.
They have arrived. Mm-hmm. The cost of ownership's come down. Mm-hmm. The technology that enables companies to enter the market has become simpler. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we need to find a way to get a robot that lands on your shipping dock into production and into your process. And that's, it's interesting. So SVT, I don't know if you knew this, but SVT stands for Simplicity, Velocity, and Transparency.
Okay. Oh,
so, so we've been talking about how do we make it simpler for people to adopt. We also believe in transparency. So as you drop these code blocks in, like all the source code's there, right?
Yeah.
You have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you have access to all the data streaming through on a common timestamp from disparate systems, which don't underestimate the difficulty of not having common timestamps like in one consistent flow.
Yeah.
But velocity is huge, right? So we've been able to deploy systems that we've never interfaced with before in 4 weeks, 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We did an OPEX system with a partner,
a
SureSort. We deployed that with a homegrown WMS that we had never touched before, and that was live in 8 weeks.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, we worked with Kenko on Locus, and we deployed in the system in about that same time frame. I think it was 9 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And so having the ability to make a decision on what technology you want and have it deployed, it's not just the simplicity of it, but it's also how fast can you get into production, how fast from the time you decide to do something that it's actually implemented. And then to have this tool set, while, you know, in general, what on the projects, we help quite a bit.
Yeah.
But our job is to teach you how to help yourselves.
Yeah.
And if you're a company that wants to help yourselves, all the tools are there.
Mm.
We are happy to have you self-support.
Yeah.
Or we can support you. But we're not here to be a services industry, a services business. We want people to have the tool set so that they can self-manage.
Right.
And whether that's a tool set for an integrator or a robot company or an end customer.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think it's a good point, you know, being able to have that tool set, like you mentioned, you know, the robot itself is a tool, but then you need a tool in itself to get that tool going, right? And,
exactly.
And you guys are bringing that to the table. So very interesting to talk to you, AK, and hear about SVT Robotics and the SoftBot platform and your perspective on the industry. If people want to learn more information about SVT, how can they do that?
Well, just go to svtrobotics.com.
All right, cool. And we'll put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So, AK, thank you once again for coming by the booth and talking to us.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.